Okay, we're continuing Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we'll first do Rashi. We're going to do Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet together. In Rav Revda version, it's on page Shin Chaf Vav. Shin Chaf Vav. We'll do Rashi first. Shlachayich Pardes Rimoinim Impri Megadim Kefarim Im Neradim. So Rashi learns Shlachayich. We know this from Mishnayis. A Beis Hashlochin is a field that is a dry field that needs to be constantly watered. It doesn't, not enough. It's a Beis Habal. So the Beis Habal is not only wetlands, but the rain is enough also to be able to sustain it. You don't have to irrigate it. Beis HaShlochin, you have to irrigate. You have all those Mishnayos and Moed Katan, which you're allowed to do on a Chalamoid and an Avelus and things like that. So Rashi and Shlachayich is from the Lashon Beis HaShlochim. Your dry lands, that Tzarech Lashkois HaTamid, that you have to constantly water, he says, they are so harehein meleim kol tuv kepardis remainim. Shlachayich, even the dry lands, the ones that need the extra work, that don't always produce the best, they're full of fruits of all good things, like a pardis remainim, like an orchard of pomegranates. Him pri megadim, with all other types of very megadim is a lashon of chashivus and very good fruits. So they're all together. And kefarim im neradim, those are types of besamim, together with all types of good-smelling spices. So Rashi learns that who are these shlachayich? He says it's referring to the ketanim shebi Yisrael. In other words, children you have to water, they're still growing, they don't exist and subsist on their own. So he says, Hashem ketanim shebi Yisrael, martivim maisim toivim kepardis remainim. Even the children are full of all types of good maisim toivim, fruits and delicious fruits, and all different types of spices. And the next pasuk in Yodalid lists off all these different spices. Nered v'charkaim kana v'kinamayim kalatze levoyna mar v'aloisim kol roshi v'samim, all different types of besamim that are here as part of this shalachayich that we have, and we'll do just even the next pasuk tezvav. Mayan ganim ber mayim chayim v'noizim in levonin. And these are three descriptions of different types of water sources. A mayan ganim is a spring. Ber mayim chayim is a well of fresh water. And v'noizim in levonin means that it flows from levonin. So Rashi says again, this is being all going back on the shlachayich, that even the dry places are so moist with all different types of water that's flowing in different places. And he says it has to do with the tvilois shebenayis Yisrael, tivlois. So about, we talked before about the tznius of the benayis Yisrael. So here it talks about the tvila of the benayis Yisrael. And that is, that's what these psukim according to Rashi are referring to. So let's see the Gaon. So the Gaon says like this. If you remember from last week, the last pasuk in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Gaon said it's referring to Tanakh. It was talking about closed things. Gan Na'ol, Gal Na'ol, Mayan Chasum, Tyre Nevi'im Ksuvim are all locked up and closed for different reasons. Tyre is hard to understand. Nevi'im is also hard to understand. And Ksuvim was Dafka shut by the Rabbanim Shalalim because of the Kates. So now we get to the next Chelik of Tyre. So he learned Shalachayich. He just says it means Sadei Sayich. It's a way of saying your fields. Again, not going into the difference between a Beis HaShlach and a Beis Habal, it's just a way of referring to a field. V'heim Teiru Shebal Peh. So these psukim are referring to Teiru Shebal Peh. So Shlachayich, the Teiru Shebal Peh, Pardes Rimoinim, is an orchard of Rimoinim. Says the Gaon, Hi HaMishnah. This is referring to Mishnayis, that is like a Pardes. What's an orchard? K'she'ein Bo'i Dover, She'ein Bo'i Tzairich. Everything has a purpose to it. There's nothing there. When you plant an orchard, everything has its place. Now he says, "Shekol esav ve'esav yesh betzorech." Every blade of grass has a tzorech. Now, really, a paradise doesn't have blades of grass. That's a field. So he's talking about fruit trees over here. If you go through the psukim and parshas bereishis, there's esav zerei azera, v'chait pri etz zerei azera. We refer to everything as Esav, even though when you go down to the nitty gritty, Esav means blades of grass, and that's not in a pardes. You don't have blades of grass. That's not what the important things are. We're talking about the trees. So he's saying, but everything in the pardes has its place. Kach ha-mishna kol davar v'davar hudin b'fnei atzmai. So the mashal is that you have an orchard full of pardes, full of all different trees, and each thing has its place, and each thing is important. There's nothing here that's derech agav, and all you have a field that's full of grass, you know, you have a front yard full of grass, so without missing a few blades here, you pull out a few blades here, it's still, the thing is still kayim. You have a orchard full of fruit trees, you take out one of the trees, so you're missing a whole chalik of the orchard. So too, when it comes to Mishnayis, every kol davar v'davar who din b'fnei atzmai, things are put into categories, everything stands on its own, and it's a mashal to a pardes. So that is the mashal of the pardes remoinim. Now, Reb Reb is just a little bothered over here. He says, because the Gaon explains to us what a pardes is. But what's the remoinim? What does the remoinim have to do with that? L'chaira, a pardes is not just remoinim. There's all types of fruit trees in orchards. So why is there the mashal here, a pardes remoinim? Now the truth is...
613.
Okay, so he's going to get to that. Yeah, we'll see in a second. So he says like this. Really, we find in Chazal, like in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it says, "Vayhi b'shalach parayis ha'am." So it brings our pasuk. That's the pasuk. Shenemar shalachayich pardes remainim. So the Medrash says, just like a pardes is full of all types of fruit trees, so too Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim full of all minei brachos. That's the lashon of the Medrash. So the Radal and his Pirish and Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar writes, even though it says pardes remainim, but it's lav dafka. A pardes is kailo kol mine ilanos ha'isapri. It means all types of trees. Like it says, im pri megadim. The next part of the pasuk says, im pri megadim, with all the other chashava fruits. So we see that even though a pardes is referred to as a pardes remainim, but it's lav dafka. There's a gemara that says, in Bav Metzia, "Ha'imer l'chaver pardes ani meichelach." I'm selling you a pardes on Kuf Dalid. So the lashon of the Gemara is, "Afal pi she'ein bay remainim higiyai." Even though it doesn't have any pomegranates in it, but too bad. That's the sale is kayim. Who talked about pomegranates? He sent them a pardes. So you see, in the lashon of Chazal, lashon of the Torah, pardes and remainim go together. Even though it's lav dafka remainim. Now, Grada on that Gemara, not above Mitzia, but the same Gemara is above Abasra. So the Rashash's son, Ramatisio Shrashan, in the back of the Gemara, he's a little bit bothered by this pardes remainim. He says l'chayra. Even though in Shir Hashirim it says pardes remainim, like he says, so why does the Gemara say pardes and assume it means remainim? He says, but in Kehelet, Shlaim HaMelech says, asisi li ganais upardesim, v'natati bohem kol eitz kol pri. There Shlaim HaMelech says pardes, and he doesn't say dafka remainim, he says any types of fruits. So Matzio Shrashin is a little bothered here. Say Manavshach, the Gemara sounds like pardes and remainim is stam, and Shlaim HaMelech doesn't seem to say that. So he says, Lemaisa, he wants to change the girsa and say that it shouldn't say afal pi she'ein by remainim, it should say afal pi she'ein by ilanus. He wants to change the girsa in the Gemara. But Lemaisa, as we see, somehow pardes and remainim are going together. So Revda wants the taina, he wants the taina like this. He says that there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Tavcha tivcha mascha yena af archa shulchana. And we're going to see, the Gaon's going to bring this pasuk, we're going to have it a little bit later today as well. But over there, the Gaon says, Tavcha tivcha means yishech something, right? Utzvayach tevach by Yosef, right? You prepare food, that's food. Mascha yena means to pour the wine, so that's drink. And then, af archa shulchana, set the table. So the Gaon in Mishlei says that it's referring to Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So Mikra, he says, is talking about the food. L'chu lachmu b'lachmi, we have a pasuk. So that's talking about the food. And then it says, maschayena, to pour the wine. So that, the Gaon says, is referring to Mishnah. It's referring to Mishnah. So he says like this, why is that? So the Gaon of Mishlei writes, because when you pour wine, you actually mix the wine together, right? You're moizig it. So now you can be moizig it two different ways. So no, we normally understand maziga is when you dilute it with water. But the Gaon over there says, if you want to drink wine, you mix strong wine and weak wine together, and together they blend to make a good drink. So, and you find that, we find that the Gemara Bava Metzia talks about that. That when you're selling someone wine, you're allowed to mix in, the Gemara calls it kasha wine and rach wine, hard wine, soft wine, it's strong, you're allowed to mix it together a certain amount that anyone knows when he's buying wine, it's automatic that he's getting a mixture of certain things, the Gemara talks about over there. And the Gemara says, m'nei shemashbicha, you're making it better for him, unless the Gemara says, I think if I remember correctly, he wants to keep it for a long time, so then could be he doesn't want it mixed, things like that. So the guy brings that Gemara. So the guy says like this, he says, why is Mishnayis called mixing things together? He says, "Sha Mishnah kailo kama dinim shebetayra b'mishnah echad." He says, what the Mishnayis does is he gathers different halachas in the Torah and puts it in one place. For example, he says, the mitzvah of smicha in the Torah on a karban, you do smicha. He says, when it comes to an oila, it's in Perak Aleph in Vayikra. When it comes to shlamim, it's in Perak Gimel. A kasev is in Pasuk Ches over there. Eiz is later on. A chatas is later on. Each type of animal, it's all smicha, but their din is in different psukim throughout the Torah. And the Mishnah comes along and puts all those dinim into one Mishnah together, called Karbanas Hayachid Tunin Smicha. So the Mishnah takes all different halachas from all over the Torah and puts it together. Same thing. There's different nezikin in the Torah. One's a parsha here, one's a parsha there. Comes along the Mishnah, Arba Avos Nezikin. The Mishnah puts it all together. And so on and so forth, all different types of things. He says, the Gemara tells us, why are Chazal called Seifrim? She'oisin ha-Torah Sfairah Sfairah. They make the Torah into numbers. They gather things together, make them into numbers, and put them together. So the Gaon is saying, that's why Mishnah is referred to as the mixture of different things. You're taking strong wine and weak wine is because you're taking different halachas, they're all wine, all the same type of things, and you're putting together in the Mishnah. That's what the Gaon writes. Now it's just interesting, Reb Rebbe brings over here a very interesting thing. That the Gaon, when he was sick, so the doctor said that he can't learn. He can't learn Pashut, it's going to be Sakanas Nefashas for him to learn. So he said, but he couldn't do nothing. So what did he do? He decided that he's going to work on numbers, meaning he's going to find everywhere it says in both Talmud Bavli Yishalmi, Sifri, Sifra, Zoyar, Tikkunim, and all the Midrashim, and see all the numbers. In other words, under the heading of number one, he brings everywhere that it says a number one is Negeh anywhere in the Torah. And two, and three, and four, and five, all these things, and he put them into a sefer. He only got up to 13, and then he also did the number 70. And there's a sefer, if it's called, it's printed in a sefer called Maisa Torah. Before I looked it up on the computer before I got here to see it. I'm just to understand what it was. I don't see a new print of it on the Yitzhar Chokhma. Maybe there is. But it's a small little sefer, I think two volumes or two volumes in one. And basically that's what he did when he was when he couldn't learn. He went around and put everything, categorized them into numbers. Like he said, that's what the seferim did. That's what they did in Mishnayis, that they gathered all things from all over, and he did it. So therefore, says Zakhtar Brevda, so Kubi says, that's the mashal over here. What?
Was it Vilna Gaon that did that?
Vilna Gaon, yeah. So he wants a title like this, that the Mishnah, as we said, is called a pardes. A pardes is an orchard. And he wants to say that according to this Gaon in Mishlei that said, because you mix many different things together, that's the rimain. The rimain is full of all different types of seeds. They're not different types, they're all rimain seeds, but each one's individual, and they're all collected into one spot. So therefore, the Mishnah, like the Gaon said in Mishlei, gathers things together and puts them into one unit. That's the mashal to the rimain. Similar, you would say, with the 613, it's a similar idea. So in pardes, he's telling us everything has a tzairich to it. Could be in rimainim, he's telling us how the Mishnah works. Like the Gaon says, it gathers it and puts things together in one place. That's where Rebbe wants to tie it. Okay, so we have paradis remainim. Now let's go back to the Goyin. In prima gadim, with these very lush fruits, in perish shmeinim, those are really juicy fruits, fatty fruits. V'hu ha-gemara, that's referring to the Gemara. Shu shamein ma'oid, it's very fatty and juicy. Shemarchiv es halacha v'shakli v'tari at sheyamad hadin al baryav. You go through it, and it's marchiv it, and it talks about it, shakli v'tariya, until you get the din al baryav into a clarity. And that's really what Talmud Bavli is. The Lashon of the Rambam in the Akdama to Yad HaChazaka, he says, Ravina and Ravashi, Rabbi Yochanan made the Talmud Yerushalmi in Eretz Yisrael about 300 years after the Churban. And Ravashi was Mechaber the Talmud Bavli. And the Inyan HaTalmudim who Pirush Divrei HaMishnah Uvir Im Kaisel. The Pirush of the Mishnah and an explanation of the depth of all the Mishnah and everything that was Mishadish from all the Batei Dinim. So that's what Talmud is. The Talmud is, like the Gaon is saying over here, is to be Shakli Vitari until you get every din clearly. Now this is the end of the Pasuk there in Mishlei that we mentioned. Tavcha Tivcha was Mikra. Maschayena was the mixing of the wine that we just said was Mishnah. Afarka Shulchana, setting the table. So the Gaon said like this, you're not allowed to paskin from Mishnayis. So therefore, you're not passing from Mishnayis because you don't know what's going on in Mishnayis. First of all, Rashi says, Masechta Saita, why can't you paskin from Mishnayis? He says, the Gemara says, anyone who paskins from Mishnayis are Mivale Olam. They destroy the world. He says, why? Number one, because they make mistakes because you don't know the timing of the Mishnah. And if you don't understand the reason of Mishnah, sometimes you'll make a comparison that's not taka, not comparison. And not only that, there's many Mishnayos that we say, Hamani Plainio, it's a Yachid and we don't paskin like it. And he says, you don't know Machlaikis of Tanoim Arishonim, Halacha Kedivrei Mi, even if you have Machlaikisim in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos. If you don't know the Gemaras, you don't know who to paskin. So you end up, if you only learn Mishnayos and try to paskin, Zak the Gemara, you're Mevali Olam, you destroy the world because it's incorrect Psak. So therefore, you need af arka shulchana. You have to have the set table. What's the set table? That's the Gemara. The Gemara sets the table, says the Gaon, with all the dinim. Like it says, ve'ela mishbatim asher tasim lifneim. Rashi says, k'shulchan aruch. You have to set it up, explain everything to Klal Yisrael, teach them like a set table, and that's why the shulchan aruch is called the shulchan aruch. So that is why we have this last thing. The Gaon says, prima gadim is achayamid hadin al baryav. That gets the din until it's clarity. Now the Gaon says one last thing in that pasuk over there, and it says, af erka shulchana. What's the word af that they set the table? So the Gaon says a pasuk, like it says in Keheles, af chachmasi amdali. Af chachmasi amdali, chazal darshin, chachma shalamati ba'af niskai mabi. We mentioned this Thursday night. In the Derech Hashem shir, the chazal say, the chachma, the tairish shalamati ba'af, that I learned at times that are hard, when things weren't going well, under stress, that's the tairish that was niskai mabi. You have to put extra effort into it, and Memela becomes, it stays with you much, much better, but better kinyan in it. It's niskaima bi. So the Gaon is saying a very interesting thing. He's saying that word af, shulchana arka, is referring to the Torah shalamati ba'af. He's trying to teach us that when it comes to Gemara, a person has to learn biyagia and ba'amal, and you have to go very deep into the time of Mishnayos to understand them properly. It's not just enough to read them. When it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Gemara, there Shlaima HaMelech adds in the word af that it takes Yigiyah to understand it properly. So even though it is Kishulchan Aruch, however, Torah needs Yigiyah to be able to be kainet properly. So that is why he says over here that your marchiv is halacha v'shakli v'tari acheyamin adin alburiyov till you get to the proper halacha. Now, what happens over here on page Shin Lamed Beis is that this is where Rav Brevda was nifter, in the middle of this pasuk. He says, this is where his pirish ends over here. So let's, we're going to finish off these psukim over here, and we'll see on this pasuk and the next pasuk, that he has a little bit in the back that Rav Brevda had written notes for himself in the 60s when he learned Shirat Shirim. It wasn't necessarily for print, but we'll just learn it a little bit and to be able to finish today what we want to finish, and that's really going to be the Siyum of Rebbe's Pirush over here. So let's just see over here. So in this Pasuk, he continues to say all the different parts of Torah. So now we go into the spices. Kfarim, Heim Halacha, Sheba Gemara. These are all different types of spices. If we would have Rebbe's Pirush, he would tell us exactly how each one fits in, but we don't have it. Kfarim im neradim heim ha'agadois. Those are the agadois of Shas, the stories. Shu kimoi ha'besamim. They're like besamim. Nerd v'charkoim, other types of besamim, heim tkufis the gematriais. Those are the tkufis and the gematriais that it talks about in the Gemara. Kana v'kinamoin heim hasichai shainis. Different types of talks. Now the truth is, these are a list that the Gemara lists in Masechet Sukkah. It says by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he learned everything. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Lachas, Agadus, Dikduke Torah, Dikduke Seferim, Kavachemer, Gzer Shavat, Kufas, Gematrius, Sichas, Malachi, Ashar, Sichas, Shedim, Sichas, Dikalim, Mishalas, Kaivsim, Mishalas, Shualim, Maisim, Rekava, Harayas, Dabai, Verava. All those things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. So the guy is over here. We're on Shin Chavav here. We're on Shin Chavav by the Pasuk. Where he's saying all the different things that are included in Torah, right? He started off with Mishnah, then he went to Gemara, then he has Halachas in the Gemara, the Agadus in the Gemara. So Kvarim and Neradim are the two parts of the Gemara. There's Halacha and there's Gemara. And there's Agada. Then you have Tkufas and Gematrias. Then you have all the Sichai Shainis. Kanavikinamain, Shem Sichas Oifais, how the birds talk, Shleim HaMelech Nu, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Malachi Asharis, Sichas Tikalim. And then there's the Mishalim, the different Mishalim, Shem Mishalis Shualim, or Mishalis Kaivsim. Over there, there's different types of Mishalim that are used in the Gemara to explain different things. Then you have him kol atzei levayna apirishim kol diktukei taira v'diktukei seifrim. With all the diktukim that there are in the taira, it's all inclusive here. Mar v'halois hei maise bereishis u'maise merkava. Im kol rashi besamim pirish soides hatagin v'anekudais v'atamid shal oisei sheim rashim. Rashim are the heads. So you have all the different pieces of the letters. You have the tagin, and you have the nekudais, and you have the taimim, or the trup. All of these things are all part of the Torah. We mentioned this other times. And the basic idea is, the Ramban writes in the Parshas Bereishis, that everything was put into the Torah somewhere. Everything that was ever going to be said was put in beferish oy beremes. It was put in there. And everything that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu was written in the Torah. Sometimes Miramiz it in words, sometimes in gematrias, sometimes in the tsuras ha'ois, the way the ois looks. The Gemara tells us, right, all different. A hay has a small thing and a bottom for a shayim, they fall out, but they could climb back in and do tshuva. There's things that are merumiz, oy bikutzei ha'ois, yes, kutzei shal yud, and the little, extra little piece of coming out of the side of the yud. Rabbi Akiva was derish talim talim shalachas, talim talim shalachas, from that kutzei shal yud, the crowns of them. All of these things are written into the Torah, and that is what in these two psukim are describing Torah Shebaal Peh. So he has them all here. Everything that could be in Torah Shebaal Peh are here included in the psukim that we're being mishabeach Klal Yisrael. Again, according to Rebbe Revda, we're talking about when we went into Eretz Yisrael, it was a new level of Levin HaTorah, not only in Torah Shebiksav, but in Torah Shebaal Peh as well. And the last thing over here, let's just go. If you look at page Shin Lamed Gimel, and Pasuk Tezvav is the next Pasuk. It says, Mayan Ganim. We said there's different types of water here. There's springs. Ber Mayim Chaim is a well. Vinoizim, that they flow from Levanain. So the Gain says over here, it's Keneged Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chachma, Bina, and Das. Now, again, how each one matches up to the pasuk, we don't have Reb Revda to be mefarish. In this blue one, Reb David Cohn, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva, explains a little bit. I honestly don't know understand what he's talking about. Obviously, it's very deep stuff. The difference between Reb Revda makes everything very, very simple. Reb David Cohn is very, very deep. I don't understand what he's saying. So he brings guidance from other places. There is a little bit here. If you look on page... you look on the bottom of page Shin Mem Tes. Shin Mem Tes, here they're bringing stuff from Rav Revda that he wrote for himself in the 60s. So over there he brings a Gain in Mishle, which explains Chachma, Bina, and Das. So he says, Chachma, on the bottom there, in the third line, he says, V'ayim Pirish Mishle, Mishle from Ksaviyad, Chachma hu haskolas hamusko b'chlolus, v'itzoas haseichom en hakeach al hapoyo, v'u hayisoid, v'nikra adam chacham sheyesh leseich al haskola v'adayim b'chlolus. He's saying, Seichel is like general knowledge. A person has a general idea of something. Ubina, he says, Bina hu litzayir hadover, hu lehavdil dover midover v'chal dover b'pratis. It's interesting. Usually Bina is mevin dover tavitach dover. We say, you can learn things out. The guy is saying, it's being mechalic things. You're able to understand them. They have to do with it. It's the same idea. If you're able to learn, if you're able to be medama things, you have to know how to be mechalic. Right? So people say, what's the chilek? First you have to say, what's the dimyan? And then you can figure out what the chilek is. There's no dimyan, there's no, you don't have to figure out a chilek. So bina is to be mavdil dover when you go into the details of something, and what emerges from that is das. Das is the result of that. And he says, it's the same type of thing. He says, the father gives her ikur hu tipas ha'av. The father gives the zera. That's the chachma. The mother creates the vlad, the mitzayer the vlad. So you have the klalus, and then you go into the pratus, and then when it's born, that is the child. So that's the chachma, the bina, and the das. So how exactly that fits into the mayan ganim, ber mayim chayim, v'noizlim in levanayin, it sounds like the mayan ganim is like the big spring, and then it flows into the ber mayim chayim is a little bit more in detail, and eventually what comes out of those two, v'noizlim in levanayin, it comes out from there, the das. That's an idea here.
Bina is a female name.
That? Bina is a female name. So, they say like this, Noshim Dait and Kalois, right? Noshim, so they say the other way around. The Velt says like this. The Velt says, Bina is Mevin Dover Mitoich Dover, is to make comparisons. Das is the Keach to be Mechalik, a little bit different than the guy is saying. So they said, Noshim Dait and Kalois, the Bina they have, right? If anything, they have a Bina Yisera. Right? Bina Yisera means they make dimyonis from today to tomorrow. It's the kayach to be mechalik that they're lacking in. And it's emes taka. It's certain, they're able to say, compare this to that. But it's, some say, well, what are you talking about? There's no shaykhs to each other. But because the bina is extra and the das is shvach, so you have an extra, it's such a true vart. They're not chesaron, there's a messias. They have extra bina with a lack of das. So memela, some of them make dimyonis, they have no shaykhs to each other, and it becomes fact like that, and that's how they believe it. Because in the way their minds work, that's the way it is. Okay, now it's all on tape. Okay, anyways, but I think my Zaydi used to say like that. I think he used to say that pshat. Anyways, but it's Emes of Art. So now there's just, to finish off over here, one last thing, before we make a siyum over here on Rebbe's Pirish. We're going to go to the Pirish Beis, which we didn't do Kemat here in Shir HaShirim Perek Daled, because since Rebbe was Nifter, middle Pirish Aleph, he didn't have much on it. But in Pirish Beis here, the Gain says, it's on page Shin Lamites. And just an interesting thing, because it's Negev, the parashas we're talking about. On page Shin Lamites, the Gain brings these three psukim, Yud Gimel through Tezvav. And he says that in this pasuk, there are 13 things that we counted. And then together with... then in those are in Pasuk Yugimel Yadav, the 13 different things, fruits and spices. In Pasuk Tezvav, we talk about the water. So he says, Mayan Ganim Uber Mayim Chayim Vinoizlin Min Levanoin Chashuvim Ke'echar V'yesh Kan Yud Gimel Shehein Tezvav. So if you count, which one is he counting as? One second, which one is he counting as one? He's counting, again, Mayan Ganim, if you get up to Mayan Ganim, that's number 13. In other words, you have Pardis, Remainim, Prima Godim, Kfarim, Nerodim, Nered, Charkaim, Kana, Kinamain, Atz, Levaina, Mar, Alois, Rashi, Vesamim. That's really 12. Then the waters is all considered one, but Bipratus, you have three, so that's 13, 14, and 15. So really you have 13, because the waters are counted as one, but then when the three waters is one, it's 13, which is 15. So he says the nimshal is the yud gimel midos are the yud gimel bidos shel rachamim, that they feed the shlochayich, they water klal Yisrael. Now, it's interesting. There's a ganz machlokes how to count the Yugim Amidah Shel Rachmim. Do you count the first Hashem Hashem? And then you have to figure out how to count the rest of them. So here he says, he counts them. He starts from Kel. Rachum is Merachem B'tzara. Chanun means Sho'isa Machmas Chein Afilu Dover Shein Etzara Cholkach. Chanun is when Hashem gives extra. Erech HaPayim is Dalit and Hey is two. The Goyin counts them. Because one's for Rishayim and one's for Tzadikim. Rav Chesed, Emes, Neitzer Chesed is Chosavis, La'alofim. Is Zoicher Schus Kaldar Vadar La'alofim. Besides Chosavis, every generation Schusim are remembered. Noisiyavon, Vafesha, Vachatovin, Ake is 13. And then you have Hashem Hashem makes it 15. So it's 13, which is 15. Those two numbers are very prominent. Now, what's the Hashem Hashem? Hashem Hashem, the Medrash tells us that whenever there's a psik between two words, that means there's a different. Avraham, Avraham, right? You make Avraham before the Akedah, Avraham after the Akedah. Yaakov, Yaakov, except by Moshe. It says by Moshe there's no psik, because Moshe was the same. By Hashem Hashem, there's also a psik between them, because he says, Harishain is Kaidim Sheyachta. The first Hashem is Rachmanes, and us before we sin, even though he knows we're going to sin, but Basher Husham, he doesn't reckon with it. And the Acharain is Lacher Sheyachta. The second Hashem of Hashem Hashem is he has Rachmanes on us after we do the Avera. And the Medrash says, what's the difference? Kamoy Shlim Ubasroy Shlim Bikulu. Meaning to say, Shekaidim Achait Ein Rachamin Klal Kamayacher Sheyachta. Even though there is Rachmanes before the Chet, but that's different because no one has sinned yet. Having Rachmanis after the Chet is a much bigger madrega. It includes that Hashem still has Rachmanis after we sinned. So therefore, this is where Hashem break. The second Hashem, La'achar Shechet, is a Hashlama. Just like Avraham before was missing the Akedah. The second Avraham, that's a different Avraham because that's the he became a Shalem afterwards. So the second Hashem is more of a Shlemus because it includes not only the Tzadikim that he has, Rachmanis on before they were Chayte, even the Rishayim afterwards. Now he continues and he says, V'koyal Yud Bei Shvatim. Again, we have 12 V'im Yaakov. 12 plus Yaakov is 13. And then Avram and Yitzchak make it 14 and 15. And he says the same thing with the Mishkan. Zava Kesef, if you count all the things of the Mishkan, are 13. And then if you have the Avnei Shayim, V'Avnei Meluim, V'Shemen, again, this is interesting, because Shemen was really counted as one of the 13. It's almost like an Ar Pasuk. But it's considered also, with the Avnei Shayim and Avnei Meluim, to be considered 14 and 15. So we have these numbers. Exactly what all these numbers mean, Alpi Kabbalah, I don't know. But the guy over here is putting them all together, and he's saying that there's this concept, and could be it all revolves around this idea, that there's the 12 Shvatim and Yaakov, is 13, plus Avram and Yitzchak, as the Avos, as the rest of the Avos, make it 15. And that's why this number is always existing, 13, which is 15. Because 13 represents Klal Yisrael with Yaakov Avinu. Add on the Avos of Avram and Yitzchak, you'll get the 15 for the shleimus of everything. And that's why it's in the Yugimel Midas Shel Rachamim. That's why it's in the Mishkan. Everything has this number of 13, which is 15, because that is the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, the Avos, and the Shvatim. And that is really our Siyum over here on Shir HaShirim. He doesn't finish. There's still another... How many psukim left to Perek Dalet? There is maybe two left. Tezvav we sort of did, so it's really just Tezayin, right? It's really Tezayin. There's a guy named Tezayin, but we don't have a Pirush of Revda, so Bez Hashem, we're going to stop here for now. Bez Hashem, next Sunday, we're going to start Megillas Esther again, for the few weeks before Purim, and we'll figure out from there what will happen after that. Bez Hashem.